The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
In this episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box, there'll be tons of tacos.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 136 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
Oh my god, shut up. I'm Mel.
I'm Tim. I'm Juan.
Alicia. I like that Alicia just yells her name. Today we're going to be talking about, you, as you may have guessed from the theme song of the show, Beverly Hills Cop.
No, don't say that. Well, that's copyrighted. That's not the theme show to the show.
It's just Tim making mouth noises.
Yeah, yeah.
That sound just like absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
We can talk about it and include the name of the song, as long as we give commentary on the song. Then it completely gets rid of that weird copyright.
Here's the commentary on the song.
I don't want to say nothing, but I also don't want to spend money fighting that with lawyers that I know I'm not going to win the case with.
It's like we played the real song. It's me doing it with
ridiculous.
My mouth.
Here's some commentary. Here's some commentary on the song. Ashton came in. He had done some work with his grandparents today. He came in to the house about halfway through this movie. 5 minutes into the movie, he goes, "What, do they only have one fucking song for this movie?"
The answer is, for all three of the movies,
they just keep on ringing that
song. I'll say, though, second and third, it's a little different.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, not Beverly Hills 90210.
Although that's probably more popular.
No way. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Beverly Hills
90210
was
out for
hit.
Fucking ever.
Yeah, they made three sequels to this. Or two sequels,
two
I guess.
Sequels. All which right. were less sought after.
Oh, you think? Beverly Hills Cop, made in 1984, starring...
-3.
Should I start at the back? Judge Reinhold, John Ashton, Lisa Eilbacher, Ronnie Cox...
Cox.
Cox. And, of course, Eddie Murphy.
Who?
You may or may not know him from being Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And laughing like this.
That was a fake laugh, by the way.
Was it?
Yes.
And yet
that was a fake
forever.
Laugh. He hated it later in life because that's all everybody
it was
would.
A gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was stuck with it. So, if you're unfamiliar with this movie, Mel, she hasn't seen it, so we know that that's
hasn't
possible.
Or hadn't.
Has not.
Oh, you haven't seen it
She
still.
Only watched like the last 10 minutes of it with us.
I was in a meeting.
So, Axel Foley is a police officer in Detroit. His friend, who is like kind of a common criminal, but a dude that he grew up with, comes back from Los Angeles to Detroit with a stack full of like bearer bonds that he wants to try to offload.
Are they bearer?
Bearer.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. when that guy goes back to his hotel room or whatever, he's murdered. So
they went. No, they went back to Axel's house.
Okay,
they but went out to drink.
His friend gets murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So
brutal. It was fucking brutal.
Yeah, they do
in
just
the, in
straight
the show.
Execute him like in the hallway. It's fucked up. This is like, remember when we watched Lethal Weapon and that first 5 minutes, you're like, Jesus. Like, that's how that scene was, too.
Just over the top violence.
Just really, really violent. So, in an effort to solve his friend's crime, he goes on quote-unquote vacation to Beverly Hills, and he, like, basically runs an undercover investigation behind the backs of the police until he becomes besties with the police, and then they have a gunfight because that's how 80s movies involving cops end. So, I don't know. Just great movie, super simple plot.
I fucking love this movie.
Fucking hilarious movie.
This is Eddie Murphy being Eddie Murphy. It's the fucking one of his best movies that he's in his whole career.
I would agree with
it
that.
It might be, what's the other one? I mean, you have Coming to America. You have Shrek, but that's like later
that's
in his.
That's different.
I will
Eddie
say,
Murphy.
Though, that that is probably one of the most things he's well known for because of it. It's so popular.
Like Nutty Professor, the Nutty Professor
Nutty
movies.
Professor, I forgot about that.
The Flubber movie, or no, that was Robin
fucking,
Williams.
Yeah, I was like, that's not Eddie Murphy.
He did another Disney.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle. That's why he has like this battery daddy daycare of like family friendly movies
that
are funny.
Movie.
What?
Yeah. I didn't like that movie
I like
at
daddy
all.
Daycare, all right. But he has a battery of family friendly movies. But before that, when he was doing the rated R action comedy stuff, this is by far one of the best.
The Golden Child.
Yeah.
Which was kind of rough to watch,
too. That movie's rough to watch. Go back and watch it sometime, yeah, and you'll be like, Jesus Christ, this movie's bad.
Like I said, it's quintessential Eddie Murphy. First 5 minutes are fucking him arguing with some low-level crime dude about a truck full of cigarettes, yeah. And then you get this giant chase scene that's ridiculous. It's so weird. You see these movies with semis that just seem to be unstoppable. Like he runs over like 30 cars on his way through this neighborhood, and they just don't do anything to the semi, like no scratches or anything. Right. But it's one of his best movies. I don't even remember when I first saw this, but this is one of my favorite comedy movies of all time.
So this movie has probably my favorite line that Eddie Murphy delivers, and I know Eric Hollis loves this line too. When he pulls up to the Harrow Club and he gives the dude the keys and he goes, "Hey, park this someplace good, because all this shit happened to it the last time I was here." Clearly it's like dented and rust stained and like a piece of shit car that's like 30 years old. Like it's fucking amazing. Like his delivery of lines is hilarious.
For me, the best line of this whole movie is the jaywalking fucking line.
Yeah.
He gets thrown out of a window by like six dudes.
Gets a disorderly conduct.
What does he say?
He says, "If you throw me out the window of the car, do I get a jaywalking ticket?"
Yeah, oh man, it's just so, the sequence is just so funny. And him like being able to evade fucking the cops and the banana in the tailpipe and the fucking
it's just so stupid.
The fucking he sends them out a platter of some fucking sandwich and shit. It's just so funny. Like the story sometimes takes a backseat to just how funny he is.
Absolutely.
And Reinholder too, because he's such a weird dude.
And he's clearly such a new cop that he just doesn't know what he's doing. Like, you know, the evidence they make in the scene where they're at the strip club and those guys come in to rob it, and he's talking to like the older veteran guy. And they figure out what they're going to do. He says, "Hey, you go."
Taggart.
He's all, "You go keep an eye on that guy. I'm going to go up to this guy." And then he plays drunk, which is Phil.
Yeah.
Phil. Like that shit.
You changed,
man.
It's cool because that's a good scene where you can see Eddie Murphy go from they're having fun, he's talking about how he doesn't want to get club sodas or he'll throw up, and there's fucking naked women all around him, and they're having a good time, and he's explaining to him what's going on, and these guys came in, they got trench coats, it's like 90 degrees outside,
yeah.
And he looks at him and he goes, "Hey, No bullshit this time. And you know that it goes from comedy to like, okay, some shit's going to happen now.
And it's literally just in his face. Like, he goes from ha 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 to this is serious.
Right.
And the guy sees it and recognizes it. He's a way better actor, I think, than a lot of people give him credit for. And a big part of his problem, I think, right now is that he just makes so much money doing throwaway family movies that I don't think we're ever going to see an Eddie Murphy movie like this again.
He's coming out with something. I can't remember. It's something that seems a little bit more raw than normal. I'd have to look it up again.
Raw Part 2?
No.
God,
those
I would
are
watch
fucking
the shit
so
out
funny.
Of that.
That'd be sick.
The red jumpsuit stand-up comedy is the fucking
That's a great
best.
Scene, too.
Oh, man,
where
it's so
the guy
best.
Walks by, the two guys are walking by in the red and black jumpsuits.
Oh, the fucking Michael Jackson things?
No, one of them's the raw suit. One of them's
the other
suit, and he laughs at it. And I almost wonder. I'm going to go look on trivia really quick. If he didn't know that those guys were going to be walking down the street, because his laugh seems fairly genuine. When you think of this movie, like, what do you kind of think of? Because I know this is like a big part of like kind of your childhood and memories.
Honestly, the first thing is this theme song.
Yeah,
it's instant. Unless you were so I was -3 when the movie came out.
Right.
So if you know comedies, I mean, unless you're like 15 or 20, you probably don't really know what this is.
Absolutely.
But it's weird because the theme song is a legit song. And it plays on the stereo at work every once in a while. And it'll be the first thing, like, you hear the first little intro, and I'm like, ah, Beverly Hills Cop, and I got to, you know, it's like, I got to go watch the movie. But that's the very first thing I remember, is that's the thing that reminds me of this movie the most. But like I said, this is just quintessential Eddie Murphy. It's just, he's raw. It seems like he's able to say and do pretty much whatever he wants. And it almost makes fun of, at the time, which you might not be able to get away with anymore, it almost makes fun of a lot of white people.
Yeah, it does. Oh,
Coming to America, too. That's going to be coming out soon, too.
Oh, okay.
But that's not the one I was thinking of. There's another one, too, that has a trailer out. But Taggart I don't remember the young cop's name now. Taggart and Judge Reinhold's character.
Foley.
They
Foley.
No.
Foley. That's
Axel.
Rosewood.
Yeah, there you
Rosewood.
Go. They play stupid cops. Even through the whole I watched all of them this last week. Right. I watched 2 and 3. Through the whole series they just come off stupid. And I don't know if it's meant to be a white thing or if that's meant to be another like privileged thing, because obviously he comes from Chicago and they come from LA. Detroit, Detroit, there you go. And
where I feel like being a cop is way more harder.
Probably. And that's the thing, like he's in the first movie when he gets in trouble one of the few times with the captain.
Yeah.
He says that his captain, Eddie Murphy's captain, says that he's a young what is the word he uses? Not like a know-it-all, but a kind of a natural at what he does. And that kind of, you see that through the whole series where these two Beverly Hills cops don't really know some of the little tricks and some of the things that you would gather, I think, from being more undercover and being somewhere that's a little bit more gritty.
Right.
And again, I think it's a commentary. At the time, it was probably a commentary on upper-class white people is kind of what it came off to me.
Right. So, a little bit of history about this. This movie was originally cast with Sylvester Stallone playing the role of Axel Foley.
Oh, that's weird.
How different weird would this movie have been with Sylvester Stallone?
That would have been gross.
The second choice was Mickey Rourke.
I don't know. Sylvester Stallone was pretty fucking popular.
But I don't.
It's a weird movie, but
I don't think it would have sold as well.
Would have been a way different. Wouldn't have been a comedy. It would have just been an action.
So my understanding of this movie is this movie was written as just a pure action film until Eddie Murphy became a part of the production on it. And that's when it turned into like an action comedy. And at first people were really hesitant to like do that kind of movie until they saw him like performing on set.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
There's more to it as to why Stallone was taken off the project. I think they eventually convinced him to do Rocky or something.
No, he did Cobra.
Cobra,
he made Cobra with his script ideas from the Beverly Hills Cop film. And man, was that a great movie or what?
Never even heard of it.
It's awful.
It's awful.
It's like one of the worst of
it's not very good.
Let's just say Doyle prefers Over the Top,
which
is the trucker arm wrestling.
Nope.
You never even heard of Over the Top? Oh, my wife.
Your wife. Wait, I don't have all your money
don't
anymore.
Have all my money.
You know my husband has all my money.
It's not much.
No one has any money.
So Gil Hill,
we broke
the Eddie Murphy's boss in the movie was a real life Detroit police officer.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
He passed away in 2016.
This is
Detective Inspector Todd.
Yeah, the guy that yells at him in the first scene.
Yeah, he's in all of them. Detective Todd's in all of them.
Oh, that's cool.
He dies in the third one.
I kind of want to watch the second and third one. They're pretty good, yeah? They're not as good, obviously.
No, so I don't like the second one. I like the third one better than I like the second one. Because the second one seems, even though it probably got a lot of, like, fanfare because it was the sequel to a really good movie. The acting I didn't really like. It's got Dolph Lundgren's wife. What the fuck is her name? Tall fucking girl. Not his real wife in Rocky.
Oh, no idea.
I can't remember her fucking name.
She get married to
names.
Fucking Easy. No.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Yeah, I wanted to say Easy for a second. I was like, that's way off.
Tall blonde lady. She's in it.
It's from Flavor of Love.
Isn't her name like Bridget something?
Yes.
Bridget Nielsen?
There you go. That's their name. There you go.
Oof, deep pools.
I don't know it from Flavor of Love. I know it from Flavor Celebrity Flav. Rehab.
Oof. She needed rehab.
All of that.
I think she still does.
Those words put together, I was like, ow, it hurts.
All of the villains, though, in the second part were not good. The acting was not good. And it tried to be more special effect. See
more blowy,
and it wasn't the time for that. It didn't look good. It didn't look good. Yeah. I liked Lethal Weapon.
I like it too, but
that's the one with Jet Li, isn't it?
But it's like an explosion every three.
I love that one, and Chris Rock. And Chris Rock. It's awesome.
I'm not saying it's not a bad movie. I'm saying like you could probably set your watch to an explosion every 3.5 to 5 minutes.
But Beverly Hills Cop 3, I think, had the time to get some of those right, except for in the Ferris wheel. That looked awful.
Oh,
if you've seen that movie before.
So that's the third movie, then.
Is the one in the amusement park.
Yeah,
correct.
I can't remember which one's in the
amusement
park. Yeah,
because the amusement park one's probably my favorite.
Out of all three of them?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
Really? Because the first one is great.
The first one is perfect.
I think for me it's because it's the first one I saw.
So good. I like the third one. It seems the acting seems better, but there's not like seven different villains like there was in the middle one. And so it just there's two and then a bunch of bodyguards who continually get their ass kicked.
Right. And it's, just get shot.
And it's the one where Serge is now producing and selling weapons. And so he's got this giant fucking weapon.
I remember
this. And he gives it to him because he's like, I need a weapon. And they're doing this big trade show thing, and he only has the floor model left. And it shoots like a net, and it plays music, and it's got a microwave, and it's so funny. And then he finally shoots all the guards with it. But it's just it's the better of the two sequels in my opinion, for sure.
So Bronson Pinochet in this. The guy that plays Serge.
Yes.
Fucking hilarious. Like, he's one of those bit characters that, like, sticks in your mind where you're like, when I was in middle school.
Wait, you mean Balky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, he was the guy whose voice we, like, made and, like, whose jokes we probably told the most in school, as opposed to, like, Axel Foley, because when I was in fourth, fifth grade, a lot of those jokes I didn't get.
Right.
Like, because some of them are very sexual. Some of them are just, like, so sarcastic and dry that I don't think I thought he was that funny. But Serge is such a dorky, over-the-top, silly character that it's hilarious. There's so many – when I was a kid, there's so many movies where the sequel is more slapsticky than the original one. So – as a kid, I liked the sequel more because it's just people falling down and fart jokes and stuff.
You could tell it seemed a little bit more Hollywood-y.
Yeah.
Like the credits roll up and it's like fancy and there's weird. It's just a weird thing. It's for
Doesn't
something
he drive
that
a fancy car in the second one too?
He does, but it's because he has it on loan for a job.
But he still drives a fancy
he does.
Car.
He
Doesn't
does.
He destroy it by the end?
So his friend does.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember his name, but it's he does a lot of movies too, and I can't remember his name. Axel Foley leaves Detroit and
starts a private investigation coming near.
No, he doesn't do anything. But when he's in Beverly Hills again, there's a new mayor and there's a new inspector.
Okay.
And they call to Detroit to speak to Todd, and so the other guy's like covering for him, and he's doing some of the jobs that he would have done, Axel would have done in Detroit.
Okay.
And so he's taking girls in this car, and that's how he fucks up the car at the end. It's like an $80,000 car or something like that, supposedly.
Oh, are you thinking of Paul Reiser?
I think so.
Yeah, because he's in the first one too.
Yes.
Like as a random cameo. There's a lot of famous random cameos.
That's another fun line for me. When they're in the locker room in the beginning, and the truck shit has happened. Inspector Todd comes in and he's yelling at him. He's like, "Is that fucking Foley I hear?" And he's like, and he's yelling at him. And he's like, "I just got off the phone with the mayor, and you see, he chewed my ass off. You see it now." And they yell and they talk. And then as he's walking away, Foley goes, "Hey, Todd, you still got a little bit of ass left. I can see it."
What was I gonna say? Oh, it fell out of my brain. The first one is Damian Wayans' first film appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just as
that's
weird...
That's where he gets the bananas.
Yeah, the weird fruit sales
guy. He's like,
guy.
"Here,
Have all the bananas you want.
It's like such so a weird character. Like he
wasn't any creepier and weirder on Mad TV and stuff.
Chris
or in Living Color, I mean.
Yeah. Chris Rock is in the third one in a bit part too. As well. And they're going to the Playboy Mansion because they follow. No, that's was it the second one? It is the second one. They go to the Playboy Mansion. And before that, like 5 minutes before that, Axel tells Rosewood to go to get a car because they're chasing somebody. And he gets this big-ass cement truck. And so they're chasing people in this big-ass cement truck.
Also unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they go to the Playboy Mansion, and they park it because that's where the bad people are. And Chris Rock is like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. He's like, I get $25 for a limousine. I get $50 for a truck. What the fuck do I get for this? And it's just funny. And he hands him $100 that somebody else had given him earlier in the show. It was nice. Just a weird little bit part that he did, but it was funny.
That's funny, man. Like I said, I kind of
the guy
go
with the funny voice is in the second one too.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, he's a lawyer or no, he's an accountant.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah,
I could make a really
not a lot
awful
of cameos
joke.
In the third one. I don't think.
Huh. Oh no, it's. I like it. Like it's a great movie. This definitely gets like
Serge.
Two giant thumbs up from me.
In the first and the third one, because he's not in the second one. The running joke is that Axel can't pronounce his name.
Right.
But every time he says Axel, it's like Achmel or Axmel
right.
or something like that.
Axel.
And in the third one, he's like try and say it right. It's Serge, you know, Serge. Who says Serge? And he can never get Axel's name right. It was just kind of funny.
That is awesome. You think they could ever make a fourth one of these?
God, I hope so.
I'm sure. I mean, he's young enough.
I mean,
they're
making
still
Bad Boys 4
or
whatever.
Oh, my God, that movie looks amazing.
It really looks funny. Man, Martin Lawrence is packed on pounds.
He's sick.
I did not know that.
He almost died.
Kevin Hart almost died?
Well, he got into I think it was a car accident. I think it was, too. But he was in a coma for a certain amount of time.
Oh,
like, for, like,
really?
Weeks.
I didn't know that.
And he almost died at that point. And I think that's why he doesn't do a ton of acting anymore.
I think
the
CIA has something out for black comedians. That's what I think.
Oh, that looks funny, though.
It does.
I was
going to really
talk
funny.
About it in the feed in the live one, but it looks funny.
Oh, we'll come back to it for sure. So, for sure, thumbs up from me. My final thoughts are I'm going to go watch the sequels just because I want it.
What did
now.
Doyle say? Does anybody know? I think he gave
it
a thumbs up, but I'm not sure he liked them. I don't know
up.
If he said anything with the thumbs up.
I'll double check. And then he, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Eric definitely gave it a thumbs up. I'm hoping that he gave me a voicemail that I'll play at the end of this episode. If it jumps right to the end music, he didn't leave me a voicemail.
thumbs up to Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Period.
Cool. Yeah. Thumbs up from here.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. It's great. It was funny. I kind of like the recording schedule now at night where I can like hang out Sunday afternoon and watch the Pop Culture Classic in the way that I think I would have watched it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, fucking random bullshit on TBS. Hey, Beverly Hills Cop. Let's put this on.
Fucking
you know,
yeah.
And that's exactly what I've been doing. It's, really
it's like
nice.
One of those movies back in the day where it would just be on daytime television. You'd be like, I'm going to watch this now, commercials and all.
Yeah.
Like, this is my afternoon now watching this movie.
Yeah.
It's so rewatchable.
It is. It's so funny. And it is a really good movie. Mel, like I said, she only watched like the last 10 minutes or so of it. I really kind of want to go back and rewatch it with her because she'll love it. She'll think it's fucking hilarious.
So I watched it probably a week ago.
Yes.
And then on, what's today? Sunday? On Wednesday, I watched two and three. But I was very tempted to watch it again.
Oh.
But I watched two and three that day as well as Carnival Row and what's that other bullshit we're watching too?
Dark Crystal.
There you go.
So thumbs up?
Yeah, for sure. This is one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies. Coming to America is probably another one.
That movie is
there's a lot. I mean, there's a few of them, but Beverly Hills Cop is one of my favorite ones for sure.
So we had a movie. Doyle had a movie that he had decided on, and I cannot remember what it is.
Me neither.
Like, it's on the tip of my tongue. Here, pause that for just a second.
It's fine. So I'll just cut out the dead air.
I'm going to try to find it really quick. No, do the Beverly Hills Cop music.
No, I'm not going to do that like six more times. Just cut it and loop it one.
It was something I was pretty excited to watch, too.
I don't think it was something I'd watched in forever. We'll make an announcement. Thumbs up for me, thumbs up everywhere. If you don't like Beverly Hills Cop, go fuck yourself.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's such a good movie.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
It's worth watching.
It's nothing like Eddie Murphy now.
It's so much fun. It's a really funny movie. I mean, strangely well acted. Funny, action-packed, just a great movie. Like, it's the kind of 80s action comedy that they don't really make anymore very often. So,
and they need to.
They really do. If you have any thoughts on it, be sure to check us out on Facebook. Hit us up, facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox.
Wow, you're doing this. You didn't do that at the other one.
I'm just saying it really quick.
All right.
I do it with the Pop Culture Classic.
Ah, cool. I'm in.
And then always you can find us at www.totlb.com. With that said, this has been episode 136 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
No, no, no.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.